Time for our business segment now with Charles Pellegrin. Charles, the question being asked today is, will Donald Trump fire the chairman of the US Federal Reserve?
It's a question that's been weighing on the markets basically since Trump's taken office and started criticizing Jerome Powell, the head of the country's central bank, for not lowering interest rates fast enough. This all came to a bit of a fever pitch on Wednesday after Trump reportedly floated the idea of firing Powell during a closed-door meeting with Republican lawmakers. He was later asked by reporters about that meeting and denied he was considering making that move, but left the door open nonetheless, not able, notably by zeroing in on renovation works on the Federal Reserve's two main buildings in D.C. that he considers over budget, hinting at financial wrongdoing on Powell's part. Take a listen.
I don't rule out anything, but I think it's highly unlikely, unless he has to leave for fraud. I mean, it's possible there's fraud involved with the $2.5, $2.7 billion renovation. This is a renovation. How do you spend $2.7 billion? And he didn't have proper clearance, et cetera, et cetera. So you know that's going on. So, you know, there could be something to that, but I think he's not doing a good job. He's got a very easy job to do. You know what he has to do? Lower interest rates.
So what is it exactly that Donald Trump wants from the Federal Reserve?
He wants the central bank to lower its benchmark interest rate in order to make financing more accessible, more affordable. He sees this as a way to get the economic activity going. The Fed's benchmark rate currently stands somewhere between 4.25 and 4.5%, slightly lower than a peak range of 5.5 to 5.25%. As you can see there, that was held for a large chunk of 23 and 2024. And this was done to combat rising inflation. You raise interest rates, that makes financing more expensive, which cools the economy slightly and keeps a lid on prices, on price rises. But Trump would like that rate to be as much as 3% lower. Only issue is that inflation isn't really falling enough to warrant such a move. It's currently at 2.7% year on year, rising slightly and above the 2% Fed target. And that's in part because of Trump's tariff policy.
So why isn't Trump allowed to fire Powell without cause? Why is the Fed independence so protected?
Well, basically because the Fed might have to take decisions that aren't politically popular, but necessary nonetheless, like rising interest rates to tame inflation. That's why that position is protected by law. And this independence is something that is respected in the financial world as well. The heads of the U.S.'s largest banks, like Brian Moynihan of Bank of America or David Solomon of Goldman Sachs, have both spoken publicly in recent days in favor of Fed autonomy. Trump's attacks against Powell have had a reaction on the markets. Reports about his meeting with lawmakers on Wednesday led to a drop in the value of the dollar and also led to a spike, as you can see there, on the yield of long-term U.S. treasuries. They're reaching over 5.07% on Wednesday. So when that number goes higher, it effectively means that investors think it's riskier to place a bet on U.S. long-dated government bonds, that the risk that you might not get your money back is higher. That in turn means it's more expensive for the U.S. to borrow money, which adds to its already massive national debt. In spite of this, the U.S. president appeared keen to test the waters and see how the market would react to a dismissal of Powell, and who knows what conclusions he drew.
Meanwhile, Brazil is pushing for urgent talks with the United States.
This over the threat of 50% tariffs against Brazilian imports that Donald Trump has made and which could come into effect on August 1st. Brasilia is sending a letter to Washington saying it was committed to negotiations, but so far still awaiting a response. Caroline Baum has the details.
In the hustle and bustle of Sao Paulo's most popular shopping street, locals flock from around the city to buy and to sell. But like many around the world, these salespeople have tariffs on their mind.
If Trump ends up imposing tariffs, a lot of people will lose their jobs. Stores will end up closing, just like in 2020 during the pandemic when many businesses went under.
Earlier this month, Trump announced steep 50% tariffs on Brazilian goods that would come into effect on August 1st. But unlike other countries hit by this latest wave of tariffs, the U.S. does not have a trade deficit with Brazil. Last year, it saw a $6.8 billion surplus in trade with the country. In a letter to President Lula, Trump said that these tariffs were intended to reprimand Brazil for its investigation into former President Jair Bolsonaro. The right-wing politician and Trump ally is on trial after accusations that he planned a coup following his 2022 election loss. Brazilian officials are working towards negotiations with the U.S., They say a letter sent in response was left unanswered by their American counterparts.
We want negotiations. It's urgent, very urgent. Ideally, this should be resolved in the coming days. If during the negotiations there's a need for an extension, I don't see a problem with that right now. What matters is reaching a resolution.
In a further escalation on Tuesday, the American government opened a probe into what it calls unfair trade practices by Brazil. If negotiation attempts continue to stagnate, President Lula says he is prepared to implement retaliatory tariffs against the U.S.
All right, Charles, thank you very much for that business update.